Washington County Executive Josh Showman. Josh, thank you so much for coming on Community Comment today.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Good to be here.
And if you have a question for our guests here on Community Comment today, the phone number to call in, 920-887-9595. That is the call or text line. If you want, have a question, if you want to call in, that number is 920-885-4446. Again, to call in, 920-885-4446. If you have a question for our guest today, Washington County Executive Josh Showman here on Community Comment this afternoon. And Josh, we have you in to talk about all the exciting things that are happening in Washington County, the new developments there and things that the people in that county can be looking forward to developing there within their communities. But I would like to kick things off today discussing some more statewide news that you have been a part of here just not too long ago. When the news broke that, Josh, you had to throw your hat in the ring for the next governor of Wisconsin election race. You had a formal announcement ceremony last week, Sunday, a bunch of people gathered together to make that announcement. And while you're here today, before we dive into Washington County news and dive on those things, I just wanted to get your thoughts and just sort of your process in terms of coming to this decision and wanting to essentially be a part of the next election for the next state governor.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's been a whirlwind of about 8 days now, as you can imagine. we did have an announcement event last week, Sunday, in the town of Trenton, about a half mile from my farm, at a wedding barn called Elderberry Manor. We had about just under 400 people show up. It was fantastic. And then we crisscrossed the state over the next couple of days. And we were talking off air. I think this is my third time in Dodge County in the last 4 days. So you're all going to see a lot of me. It's important, I think, to kind of get back to the old model of campaigning and really just meeting people where they're at. I feel like we've had some candidates recently that have been more of a kind of an aerial attack, a lot of media, a lot of press, but not a lot of shoe leather being burned, at least this far back. It's almost 18 months until that election. Yeah, yeah. So, my goal is to really talk to people and together build a shared vision for what Wisconsin looks like in the future. And the first week has been phenomenal. I mean, the feedback has been great. Hearing about people's hopes and dreams for Wisconsin in the future has been a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to the next 18 months.
Yeah, again, that election, is that the fall of 2026 when that vote will be
yes.
in front of Wisconsin voters?
Yeah, seems like a long ways off, but, you know, this is becoming more and more the trend. You might have noticed Brad Schimmel, when he ran for Supreme Court, he was about 15 months out. If you look across the country, lots of gubernatorial candidates. Vivek Ramaswamy in Ohio, he announced actually a couple months ago already. Byron Donaldson, I think it is, down in Florida, he announced not too long ago. There will be an Iowa announcement not too distant future, I think, with Kim Reynolds announcing. So this is the new normal. It's an ultra marathon, not just a marathon.
Yeah, I know it's a long process. You're in it for the long haul when you put your name out there for a seat of this magnitude in the election and the political circles there. And obviously, as this process goes along, we'd like to bring back. Sounds like it's hard, too early to say for sure, but it sounds like there could potentially be a primary for the Republican GOP party candidates for governor in the state of Wisconsin. So we would like to maybe potentially do a show down the road to talk about more on the election campaigns and visions for the state of Wisconsin. But Community Comment with our guest today, Josh Showman, is about Washington County and the things that are happening there. But just wanted to get Josh's thoughts and his feelings here as he has announced his run for Wisconsin state governor here. That election taking place in 18 months, so a little bit away, but doesn't sound like it's a process that needs to get started early, and that is kicked off in earnest here again for our guest, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, here on Community Comment today. Sort of an abbreviated first segment. I want to save our second segment to really dive into a lot of things happening in Washington County. So I think we'll take a quick break, and more Community Comment is coming up next.
We've got a pair of high school broadcasts for you on Tuesday. First of all, at 5 o'clock, the Beaver Dam girls soccer team hosts Monona Grove in their home finale for the 2025 season. That's on Daily Dodge TV with coverage beginning at 4:45. Then at 7 o'clock, the Beaver Dam baseball team welcomes Watertown to town. That's on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Coverage begins at 6:45. Beaver Dam high school baseball and girls soccer Tuesday on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Summer starts here at Silica for your home. Join Silica in Beaver Dam Friday, May 16th to kick off the Memorial Day sale in style. Check out the store for incredible markdowns. From 11 to 1, grab a brat and a soda or water for just $2 at the 95.3 WBEV Brat Fry. And don't miss your chance to crack the code and win a sizzling $95,000. Plus, enter to win a portable gas grill and two brewer tickets. Fun, food, and fantastic prizes. May 16th from 11 till 1, only at Silica for your home in Beaver Dam.
Update your kitchen, bath, or laundry with ceramic or porcelain tile from Wiseway Flooring. It's durable, water and mildew resistant, and adds a unique artistic flair without having to do a complete makeover.
I'm Mike Yenser of Wiseway Flooring, inviting you to visit our new showroom on Milford Street in Watertown. See how our tile selection might be the right thing for you. Commercial or residential, the Wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
Something marvelous is happening at Beaver Dam. Something right over on Spring Street. And something grand.
That's right. The Market at Beaver Dam is celebrating its grand reopening May 12th through the 17th. All week long, it's a party. Food trucks, cake, cookies, brat fries, kids events, awesome prizes, and so much more. And of course, unbeatable deals inside the store every day. Check out the Market at Beaver Dam online and on Facebook for all the juicy event details. You don't want to miss this.
Get ready for an exciting hour of wellness with Dr. Ellie Kinsey from Generations Chiropractic. This Tuesday at 11:10 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV, Dr. Ellie will be taking over the mic to share her expert insights on chiropractic care. From her specialized pediatric treatments to prenatal care, custom-tailored plans, and a range of techniques to keep your spine and health in top shape, she's got you covered. Have questions? Call or text in. Dr. Ellie is ready to answer them all. Learn all about how to boost your health with Dr. Ellie this Tuesday at 11:10 a.m.
Fleet Farm's Garden Center has discounts on hundreds of plants, flowers, vegetables, fertilizers, and more. Like Farm Fresh Selects 10-inch hanging baskets for $17.99. And large bags of Miracle-Gro all-purpose garden soil for just $7.99. Plus, get a 21-inch full-bore 3-in-1 push mower on sale for only $259.99. When it comes to the great outdoors, let Fleet Farm handle all your patio, lawn, and garden needs at the best prices guaranteed.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And with the next block of Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, here's Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:47 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome back into our second segment here with our guest on Community Comment, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, joining us on the program today. Again, if you have a question for our guest, you can call in at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for our guest, Washington County Executive Josh Showman on Community Comment today. And want to now spend our time on this segment diving into Washington County news and some exciting things happening, particularly with the golf course, the municipal golf course there in Washington County. Let's want to start off asking about a really cool partnership with Veterans Group. Veterans groups there are doing they're doing camps at the golf course. And Josh, how did this partnership begin, and kind of what is going to be taking place there at the golf course?
Yeah, we're really excited about this. So this is one of the things that we've really tried to hone in and focus on, is where can we leverage other partners to kind of expand upon our mission work. And Next 18 is one of those organizations. It's a 501c3. Its founder, Matt McDonald, is from Germantown originally. He deployed to Afghanistan as part of Operation Enduring Freedom and came home and actually got services from our County Veteran Service Officer, Kurt Rush. And he ended up going through a master's program in social work and counseling at Concordia and started this nonprofit organization to help veterans work through things like PTSD and mental health and well-being. As a veteran myself, I got back from Iraq in 2003 and dedicated the rest of my life to the service and sacrifice of the guys and gals who didn't make it back, either in whole or in part, and to my Lord Jesus, loving my neighbor as myself. And this was a wonderful way to be able to live that and work. It may seem kind of silly, a golf course and mental health, like how does this work? But Next 18 is the nonprofit kind of pulling it all together. Get outdoors, enjoy golf, certainly build some camaraderie with your golf mates, so to speak, and then also learn some different tools to help with mental health struggles. So they do things like yoga, self-therapy. They're talking with therapists about some coping mechanisms and things of that nature. It's really neat. And then, they build this like network of alumni, so to speak, who've been through their camps. And so we're excited. We're hosting, as you mentioned, two camps this year. We have hosted one before, but we're looking to continue to build on that. And then the other thing we're doing, if you enjoy golf, get out to the Washington County Golf Course, the best municipal course in Wisconsin. And we give you the ability to round up on every purchase you make out at the course. And that roundup goes to help Next 18 and their mission, helping our veterans and first responders. I should mention that. It's not just military vets, also first responders who deal with a lot of the same struggles.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned that organization, Next 18. For those interested in learning more, they have a website I just pulled up here. It's next18.org if you want to learn more about what they do and be involved or future events that they're taking place within that organization. You can head there and I'm sure check that out and find a lot of great information there. And it's exciting to see that that golf course is being utilized to help a very important demographic of our population here to help with mental health. And it's an important conversation to have and one that it's glad to see things are happening there. And you mentioned the Washington County Golf Course, one of the top golf courses, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but across our nation here as well.
Yeah. The accolades continue to come. It's kind of funny and difficult because Washington County is historically one of the most conservative counties in Wisconsin. And, being in the golf business is kind of antithetical to that in some ways, competing with the private sector. That was a decision that was made on over a quarter century ago. But, we're pretty proud of that county golf course, and it has continued to earn its reputation as one of the best municipal courses in Wisconsin. Previously it has been named the number one municipal course by Golf Week magazine. Most recently, it was voted one of the top 50 public courses by Golf Pass. And then Discover Wisconsin named it one of the top 25 just recently in the state. So it continues to seek accolades. And I think that's why it's kind of neat to be able to have this partnership, rather than consistently competing with the private sector, although there's always a component of that. Now having the partnership with Next 18, and I should mention they're not just one of these 501c3s that you don't know much about or you can't find much about. They are a PGA Tour sponsored Birdies for the Brave nonprofit. So them and Folds of Honor, which many people are aware of, this is a great partnership at the best municipal course in Wisconsin. And not that I'm biased, I'm just saying, believe me.
Josh, are you a golfer yourself? Do you like hitting the green and hit?
I used to like it a lot more before when my kids were really young, and I had time to golf. But when I was a young man, I do love to golf. It's just it takes a lot of time and practice. And like anything, you got to put the practice in to be good. And I don't get to practice enough, so I get frustrated.
My brother-in-law is a tremendous golfer, and I've seen gone golfing with him. I am nowhere near the level that he is, but it is. It is one thing where it is really cool to watch somebody who is really good at golf and just watch them play.
So if you
have some friends who are really good at golfing and you aren't and you want to go on a beautiful course and we watch them play, the Washington County Golf Course sounds like that's the perfect opportunity.
It is. Yeah, my brother's like that too. He works for Novus Mortgage, I think. So he takes a lot of his clients out, lives down in the Waukesha area and just south in Merton, just south of Erin. And And yeah, for them, it's a business thing as well. But you know, when you're working for the people, you got to be out on radio shows like yours and talking to them where they're at. And there's some on the golf course, but not very many.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Again, our guest here today is Washington County Executive Josh Showman. I also want to be sure we spend a few minutes of our time here today before we got to sign off on our program and talking about some really cool housing projects that are happening there in Washington County. And it ties into a really neat program that Washington County has put on here.
Yeah. So our Next Generation Housing Program is something I'm extremely proud of. You know, I think this is one of the things where you asked earlier, why'd you decide to throw your hat in the ring for governor? And this is really representative of it. If you look across Washington County in my tenure there, especially the last 5 years as county executive, we've done some pretty incredible things. I mean, I like to brag about how we've cut the size of government in every metric you can think of, 25% less employees. Our tax collections are the same as before I got to the county and 12 years ago, on and on. Our tax rate's the lowest since World War I. Always got to get that one in there. But next generation housing is, I think, where the rubber begins to meet the road. Small government's good, but only if you're turning around and delivering effective services that impact people's lives. And of course, housing's a major issue. We've talked about this before, like being able to find something affordable for the median household income is a real challenge. And so I get, you know, I just visited my parents down in Florida at their mobile home park where they spend some of the months in the winter. And so many of their neighbors have now moved down there permanently, even if it's just for 6 months in one day. But they're so proud to say, you know, that I'm from Wisconsin. Well, I really want Wisconsin to be a place that you're proud to be, not just be from. And so this is about that. And it's about bringing our kids back home. You know, so many of them graduate high school and college and leave and never come back. And giving them that chance at home ownership. It's difficult across the whole country, but you know, one of the projects we're working on now, I think we set a goal of 1,000 homes by 2032. We're about a quarter of the way to that goal. We have another, I believe it is 16 homes coming online in Hartford, partnering with Tony and Nate over at ANN Construction in Hartford. They've started a new project on the north side of town, just off of Main Street. We're super excited. Those homes, single family, all of them, they'll be somewhere in the range of 320,000 to 420,000 when they're done. Not 100% where we want to be, but within the range of, I think, what becomes more affordable for the working class. You know, our median household income in Washington County is about $90,000. So we're certainly making it now within reach. And Tony and Nate have been fantastic partners. We have a lot of good partners over in Hartford. We also have a couple projects popping, a groundbreaking coming up in June, up in Keewaskum for a project called Regal Place. It's actually the old headquarters of Regal Ware. We're kind of redeveloping that site, reclaiming that brownfield, took down the headquarters, and now building a few dozen townhome condos that'll be, again, in that $350,000 range. So much more closer to an achievable American dream. And I firmly believe, you know, we've made it such that owning your first house is really difficult in Wisconsin in general, but America at large. We are really making a dent in that, giving people that first chance. And I think that's we're standing on the precipice of not being able to pass that torch of the American dream. That home ownership is foundational to. We're making a difference in Washington County, and I think we can take that all across the state of Wisconsin.
Fantastic. Again, we're with Washington County Executive Josh Showman here on Community Comment today, discussing some housing projects that are underway there in Washington County. I'm sure we'll get more updates with those projects as they progress, and with our guests here, Washington County Executive Josh Showman. But we are out of time here on our program this morning. Want to thank Josh again for joining the program today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. Good to be here.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.